This is LA's home for the Dodgers.
Somehow makes the play.
And you're listening to Off-Season Dodger Talk.
He bobbles it, falls face first, somehow picks it up, throws behind his back with his face in the dirt, throw to first base to Gonzalez and makes the play.
Call 866-987-2570 and talk to your host, David Massé.
Welcome to Nissan Dodger Talk. David Massé with you until 7 o'clock tonight. At 6:30, former Dodger GM and now star analyst for Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Ned Coletti will join us at the bottom of the hour. We are taking your phone calls, and we definitely want to hear your voice tonight at 866-987-2570, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. 28 more days until pitchers and catchers report to Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona. And the biggest question is, will it be Yu Darvish arriving as a Dodger at Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona? And it's starting to kind of smell like the Dodgers and Darvish are doing some serious flirting to try to have a somewhat of a reunion from the second half of last year. I know Darvish loved pitching for the Dodgers for two main reasons. Number one, the information that the Dodgers gave him, especially from Farhan Zaidi, he felt helped him be a better pitcher when he got to the Dodgers. And also, too, working with Rick Honeycutt, the Dodger pitching coach, helped him as well. Not to mention, too, being on the same staff with Clayton Kershaw definitely was an appealing factor to Yu Darvish. And I believe that's part of the reason why he still has not signed a contract with any other team. And the Dodgers set out when the winter began that they would monitor Darvish's market. And from what they meant was, if it's going to go above $100 million for 5 or 6 years, they would say, thank you for your time. We'll see you down the road. But with the way free agent contracts have not been signed this winter and the way it seems like players have really done themselves a disservice by agreeing to that latest CBA and a lot of teams not wanting to go over that luxury tax threshold, Yu Darvish is still on the market, and the Dodgers might be able to get him for a price that would keep them under the luxury tax threshold this season. Now, they would have to move some money around. Yasmani Grandal was just granted nearly $8 million in arbitration, so that could be a possibility of where the Dodgers are trying to find a way to shuffle some money off the books to be able to re-sign Yu Darvish. Matt Kemp, as we know, is still on the books for $22-ish million. We'll get into him in just a moment, but sticking with Yu Darvish, the big question I have for you is, yes, the Dodgers are interested, but can you forgive and put aside Game 3 and Game 7, especially of the World Series, and welcome him back in a Dodger uniform? 866-987-2570, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Yes, you or no you?
Darvish?
No Darvish.
That's the question tonight. Darvish or no Darvish? 866-987-2570.
Darvish?
No Darvish.
Thank you, Petro Simone. I appreciate that. Now, keep in mind the case to say
Darvish?
No Darvish.
The key to say yes, Darvish, is what he did for the Dodgers when he got traded from the Rangers. He was 4-3 with an ERA of 3.44. He struck out 61 and only walked 13. Plus, if you put aside the World Series, what he did in his two starts, one each in the NLDS and the NLCS against the Cubs, 11 and a third innings, he allowed just two earned runs and was 2-0. Now, I will say this. Those two starts in the postseason were not pressure-packed. The Dodgers were cruising against the Diamondbacks. There was no pressure on him to pitch phenomenal in Game 3 of the NLDS. In fact, he only went 5 innings, but gave the Dodgers a solid start. Now, against the Chicago Cubs, same thing. The Dodgers were cruising, a little bit more pressure on him with those circumstances, but not really. Not like what we saw in Game 3 and Game 7 of the World Series. And also, too, keep in mind what the Astros did against him in the regular season. They hammered him when he was with the Rangers. So, obviously, they were seeing the baseball coming out of his hand really well. They were not seeing the ball coming out of Alex Wood's hands really well in the World Series. That's part of the reason why I was a huge advocate for Alex Wood to start on short rest. But that's neither here or there. Nothing's going to change what happened in the World Series. The fact is, the question to you is, as Dodger fans, and I'm interested to know whether or not you would welcome Yu Darvish back with everything I've laid out for you. Yes, what he did in the World Series was atrocious. But if you look at what he did for the Dodgers in the regular season, and by the way, I do recall going back to all the way of last April after Dodger games, you would call me and say, the Dodgers need to trade for Yu Darvish. Well, they did. It paid off down the stretch up until the World Series. 866-987-2570 is the phone number.
Darvish?
No Darvish.
That's the question tonight, and we will ask that question to former Dodger GM Ned Colletti, who's now in Sportsnet LA at 6:30. Now, the other piece of this Dodger offseason puzzle was to get underneath that luxury tax threshold, and they did find a way to get close to that goal by trading away Scott Kazmir, Brandon McCarthy, and Adrian Gonzalez, along with Charlie Culberson, to the Atlanta Braves. That brought back Matt Kemp, who is under contract for two more years, around $20 million-ish. And a lot of people are freaking out about why is he still on the roster. Well, the offseason is still not over, and you've seen how stagnant the offseason has been. So, as you can imagine, it's difficult to convince a team to take on Matt Kemp and his $20 million for the next 2 years, especially if that's all you're offering. That's why I've been told by people that are familiar with the Dodgers' train of thought that they are willing to attach a prospect or two to Matt Kemp if they're able to get the deal they want and to trade Matt Kemp. Now, a couple of teams that I think stand out are, number one, the Tampa Bay Rays. Andrew Friedman has been able to pull off some deals. They have a very attractive relief pitcher, among others, that the Dodgers may be interested in if they were able to entice the Rays to take Matt Kemp and take back a couple of prospects. I don't know that for sure, but I would imagine the Rays are one of the teams the Dodgers may be talking to try to attach a prospect or two to get Matt Kemp to go to another team. Now, if Matt Kemp is still on the Dodgers, I've gotten mixed reactions from people in the organization about dreading that he would be at spring training or buying into, yes, he would be humble, and yes, he has slimmed down and is ready to be a team player and be the Matt Kemp that we remember or somewhat close to what we remember before the hamstring injury started to really debilitate his career. Now, if you look at what he did last April and May combined when he was healthy with the Braves, he was one of, if not the most productive outfielder in the National League. In April and May combined, he hit .345 with 10 home runs and 30 RBIs. His OPS in those first 2 months combined were .989. That's before the right hamstring started to bother him again. He finished 2017 with only 19 home runs and 64 RBIs. We know this. We've seen it before. The hamstring, the injuries have definitely changed who Matt Kemp is, but I am presenting to you that if Matt Kemp did come to spring training with the Dodgers and was healthy, there are worse players to have in your outfield than Matt Kemp. And I present it to you April and May of last year if he's healthy. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Are you with me on Matt Kemp? It wouldn't be the worst thing to have him in camp if he's healthy, if he's in the right frame of mind, and I believe being back on a team that's a winner, that just went to the World Series after seeing what it's like on the other side, if you will, with two losing franchises, the Padres and the Atlanta Braves, I think he would have a rejuvenation to his career. I think he would feel rejuvenated. I think he would have a great outlook on the season and as a teammate. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. We'll take your calls on you or no you.
Darvish?
No Darvish.
When we come back, and also we'll hear from you about Matt Kemp. Do you feel the same way? 866-987-2570, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Ned Colletti coming up at 6:30 right here on AM 570 LA Sports. We'll be right back. David Massey with you until 7 o'clock tonight on Nissan Dodger Talk. 28 more days until pitchers and catchers report to spring training. The first full squad workout will be February 19th at Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona. And you can get your tickets right now for Dodgers spring training games at Dodgers.com. And the biggest question now is, will Yu Darvish be in spring training with the Dodgers since he is still unsigned and both sides have strong interest on a reunion? 866-987-2570 is the phone number, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. And in case you missed it, earlier this weekend, or last week, I should say, out of Dallas, there was a report that the Dodgers and Darvish did meet. So this is not just something I'm coming up with out of thin air. This is serious. And the Dodgers have been seriously considering bringing back Darvish for the right price. And now they've continued to monitor his market. And here we are just a couple of weeks away from spring training, and he's still unsigned. And it's from both sides. I'm sure Darvish is trying to be patient with the Dodgers to see whether or not they can give themselves the payroll relief to be able to move and sign him and still stay underneath that luxury tax threshold. So tonight's question to you, Dodger fans, is...
Darvish?
No Darvish.
Let's go out to the phones. El Fuentes, or I should... David, where are you? I've never heard of El Fuentes. Somebody took that down wrong. Where are you?
I'm from La Puente.
La Puente. I knew it.
Yeah.
What's up? Matt, hey, so you never heard of La Puente? Come on, man. You're from L.A.? David, Darvish or no Darvish?
I'm going to keep it simple. No Darvish. You know,
no Darvish.
Still a little bit upset about Game 3 and Game 7. More than anything, because he doesn't got it. And if the Dodgers are going to spend money on him, I really don't want to see anything more than $10 million per year for him.
All right, David. Thank you for the phone call. You can't get past the emotional loss of Game 3 and Game 7. And like I mentioned in the segment before, I'm with you. Emotionally, it would be hard for me to welcome him back. But then you take a step back and realize that he was a really valuable piece for the Dodgers down the stretch. 4-3 with an ERA of 3.44, 61 strikeouts, and 13 walks, not to mention in low-pressure playoff games, which still have somewhat of a pressure cooker in them. NLDS, NLCS, 11 and a third innings, only two earned runs, and won both of those games. Let's go out to Gardena. Jeremy, Darvish or no Darvish?
Let it go. There are far too many mistakes made by far too many people for just to be blamed on Darvish. If we were to tighten some things up, we'll be okay. He's an ace. The people that are in the mix for him, they're contenders.
Darvish?
It sounds like you want Darvish back, Jeremy.
I do.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go out to Long Beach. Mark, Darvish or no Darvish?
No Darvish.
No Darvish.
Minimum salary. The next time that he's up in a World Series game, an NLCS game, tell me every Dodger fan is not going to have their hearts in their throat.
Well, I will say this. If Darvish does come back to the Dodgers, he better get off to a good start. Because if he doesn't, the fans will feel the same way that you feel right now. And it is imperative, if he's back in a Dodger uniform, to get off to a good start and have a good showing. So maybe he can make Dodger fans forget about the last time they saw him on the mound at Dodger Stadium. But everything I mentioned, too, you don't want that during the regular season? I guess not. No Darvish. Let's go out to Temecula. Donnie, Darvish or no Darvish?
Hey, good evening, Dave. No Darvish.
No Darvish.
For two reasons. I say long term. One, it's because he needs to prove himself. And two, I think there are better option free agents next year that we can tap into. So one reason is don't give him a long-term contract, no Darvish long-term, because he needs to prove himself to the team and to the fans. And two is there's better options available next year.
Donnie, let me ask you something. The Dodgers were one game away from winning the World Series, and you're talking about 2 years from now. If Yu Darvish can help them next year and moving forward, you would not want him, and the Dodgers are not going to break the bank for him. They have the leverage right now because we're getting closer and closer to pitchers and catchers reporting. You would not want him on this team to help them during the regular season?
Short term, sure. Give him a
What short term? 1 year? He's not taking 1 year.
then we have better options next year. Jake Arrieta's coming into the market. Verlander.
Arrieta's on the market with a qualifying offer this year. All right, thank you for the phone call, Donnie. Appreciate it. Let's go out to Boyle Heights. David, Darvish or no Darvish?
I say we bring him back with open arms.
Darvish?
Let him redeem himself. We're bringing back Kershaw. He blew the lead. We're bringing back Jensen. He blew the save. Don't put it all on Darvish.
But don't those two guys have a lot more equity built up with this fan base than you, Darvish?
Yes, they do.
So but how can you compare those two to you, Darvish?
Well, Darvish, he's a very proud individual. I think he wants to redeem himself for what he did. I think it's a good choice to bring him back at a good price.
I'm not disagreeing, but I'm just saying you can't compare the equity that Kenley Jansen and Clayton Kershaw have with this fan base compared to just 2 months of Yu Darvish and two really bad starts in the World Series, and that's money time, right? Let's go out to L.A. Fred, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Fred.
What's up, Matty? How you doing, man? No Darvish.
No Darvish.
No Darvish.
No. The guy choked in the World Series. You have him for the regular season you're talking about, but you plan the Dodgers to go to the World Series again. So what's going to happen? He's going to be there for the World Series and then choke again? What's the point of having him?
Well, how about this?
Get rid of him?
How about this? He pitches a really good regular season and is good in the first two rounds, and then you don't put him in the same type of situation as you saw him fail this year.
I guess that would be better, but he's going to want to pitch in the World Series. That's the whole point of getting him.
Yeah, he would pitch in the World Series, but hey, if it's Game 7, maybe he doesn't pitch in the World Series.
No, no, not at all. I mean, you could tell in his interview before, he was too nervous. It was way too much pressure. You brought in Kershaw. Kershaw might as well have started the game. I don't know why Darvish even started to begin
with. Oh, you weren't saying start Kershaw after Game 5, Fred.
No. You have Kershaw or Darvish.
How about Alex Wood, Fred? They did not get a hit off Alex Wood. Everybody forgets that.
Yeah, I would. I mean, anyone besides Darvish, because you could tell in his interview he was too nervous. That was too much pressure for a Game 7.
All right.
In Game 3.
Darvish or no Darvish, Fred?
No Darvish.
No Darvish.
All right. Let's go out to Samantha in Long Beach. We need a woman's perspective to calm down all this testosterone, Samantha. So Darvish or no Darvish?
Woman, Dave, I say the answer is absolutely no.
What? No Darvish.
We know who he is. He had two chances in the World Series. Two chances. Two games.
What about his regular season? What about what he did in the first two rounds?
About regular season. I want to talk about when we needed him the most, he couldn't take it. You have to believe the evidence that is available.
So on the first homestand of the season, if Yu Darvish is pitching in a Dodger uniform, you would not cheer for Yu Darvish, Samantha, if he pitched well?
David, I don't want to see him on the team. Is he the only pitcher on the planet?
No, but he's still pretty good.
Move on.
No Darvish.
We already know he cannot take the pressure moment.
All right, Samantha.
And if they really feel like they need to have him, then maybe he could come in at an intern price or something.
Intern price? That's intern Jacobs level right there. Wow, Samantha. I mean, this guy has a pretty good resume. Yes, he did not have the mound presence that you would like to see in those two World Series games, but maybe he knew the Astros had his number, and maybe that's why he was a little bit more nervous. And Game 7, obviously, it still stings. I know it still does, even though we're getting closer to spring training. That's why I wanted to hear from you whether or not you would be able to welcome back Yu Darvish after the way things went down in the World Series, plus take into consideration, if you take a step back, what took place when the Dodgers made the trade for him. He was pretty good, and you, the fan, wanted Yu Darvish here in Los Angeles last season. Like I said, in April, you guys were calling since April, Dodger Talk after games, win or lose, 104-win team, and everybody either, if it was at least one or two calls a night, you wanted Yu Darvish. You got Yu Darvish, and he got you to the World Series or helped get you to the World Series. It just didn't turn out that way. 866-987-2570 is the phone number, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. We're asking you,
Darvish?
No Darvish.
Darvish or no Darvish. Ned Coletti's next on AM 570 LA Sports. When the moon oh, he's getting ready for dinner, actually. David Vassay, Nissan Dodger Talk with you until 7 o'clock tonight, right here on AM 570 LA Sports. 28 days until Dodgers pitchers and catchers report to Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona. And this man definitely will be out there for Spectrum Sportsnet LA. That's former Dodger GM who brought the Dodgers back to respectability and kept them there under tumultuous times. And all they did was win when he was the GM. And he passed the baton to Andrew Friedman. And all they keep doing is winning. And now he's a best-selling author on top of all of it. The Big Chair. You could get it Amazon.com, anywhere books are sold. That's the one and only Ned Coletti. Buonasera.
Buonasera, Mr. Vasse. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Always great to hear your voice. And I just finished your book, The Big Chair.
Did you like it?
I loved it. And the reaction on Twitter is right on point, Ned. Are you surprised you would get this type of reaction by writing a memoir type of book?
I'm always surprised at anything that when people like anything I do. I am surprised. It's been a very cool experience, one that kind of happened by accident. And it's been great. The reactions every time I run into somebody that has gone through it, it's always been terrific. So I'm very grateful to that.
One part of the book that you take us into is when you had to make the decision to leave the Giants and Brian Sabian and take the job with the Dodgers. And the one thing I've been asked is whether or not the Dodgers feel any emotional knee-jerk reaction to make after the Giants were able to acquire Andrew McCutchen. Did you ever feel any emotional knee-jerk reactions, especially right when you came to the Dodgers after you saw the Giants make a move?
No, you try to worry about your own team, and it doesn't necessarily matter what anybody else is around you because you really can't control that. And it doesn't mean that, okay, they've made a move, so now we've got to improve a certain position on our club. It's too hard to do that, and I don't think that you should ever chase another club. They've gotten better. Longoria's going to help them. Andrew's going to help them. They're looking at a center fielder now, Dyson or a few other guys to help their defense out there. They'll be a better team. I thought they kind of underachieved a little bit last year, losing 98 games. But, they've got a long way to go to catch the Dodgers. But I think that it's interesting to see what they're doing, and they are about to go over the luxury tax. So when you think about it, the last few years, the Dodgers have been very healthy and very over the luxury tax. And this year, the Giants have got a chance to exceed the Dodgers' payroll trying to catch up.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the first half of the show has been focused on the Dodgers possibly trying to buy some time and buy some payroll flexibility to maybe bring back Yu Darvish. There seems to be a strong connection between the two. There's been reports out of Dallas. They've met. And I've asked the callers, and they've been very passionate, Yu Darvish or no Yu Darvish. Do you feel like with what happened in the World Series as a GM, would that play into your decision to bring back a player despite the way he pitched and pitched well in the regular season in the first two rounds of the postseason?
Well, I'll answer that, but I do have to have one disclaimer in that, I'm not in that clubhouse, so I don't know the personality necessarily. So, however they see the personality is obviously a key factor to it. I think that they could add him. Stubbs a right-handed starting pitcher. I think to balance off that rotation. I think that when you do have and Darvish does bring quality, there's no doubt. And whenever I've seen anybody with really good stuff, and that's Darvish, whenever I've seen somebody like that that gets hit like he got hit, not once but twice, to me it's one of two things. It's either that he's hurt, and I don't believe he was hurt, or you're tipping pitches. And the last month or so, people have speculated that Houston, no, even some of the Astros have admitted to people that they knew what was coming, whether it's a fastball or a breaking ball. And when you know something like that as a hitter, and these guys are all professional hitters, you can take advantage of it. So it was a mechanical thing that got through, and Houston was adept enough to really pick it off out of film or see it live and then execute it, hats off to them. That doesn't mean Darvish can't pitch. That means that he had a couple bad outings where he was doing something that Houston could recognize. So I think it's an interesting dynamic, but they've gone through a lot to get to where they're at payroll-wise with that in mind. And I think it's wise if they can do it. I thought the Atlanta deal, why it didn't necessarily it had a lot of old star power to it. I thought it was a brilliant move to get it below that line. Now, if they can keep it there, because you got to keep it there for almost 12 months, that's a little tougher to do.
Ned, you are the king of the segue. I mean, this TV gig has really gotten to you because I'm glad you brought up the Atlanta deal. My other big question for you was Matt Kemp. You've been around him. Obviously, you drafted him. You've had your ups. You've seen everything when it comes to Matt Kemp. He's still on the Dodgers on paper right now. If he was in spring training, do you think he would have a different outlook on his career playing for losing teams like the Padres and Braves and now coming back to the Dodgers, who have now sustained success ever since he's left?
Well, first of all, I did not draft him. I helped develop him. He was drafted by the time I got here. He was ready to been selected. But he was an A-ball player when I did get here. So I've known him for quite a while, 12, 13 years now. I'd be surprised if he's here on opening day. I think just because somebody's here in spring training doesn't mean that he's necessarily going to be here when the year starts. I think their quest is to save a little bit more payroll, perhaps. If they can get somebody to take a portion of that contract and clear up their outfield a little bit, because they are very defensive-oriented, as well they should be, and Matt's game has declined some defensively. I think that if they can save some payroll, they will. And I think that that's probably the prudent thing to do at this point. He's had a great career. He's had a great run. And at one point in time, was almost a 40-40 player, which is so rare in the game, especially with stolen bases being down throughout the industry. But I think the idea was really to balance your checkbook this year and pay him over 2 years, and everybody they sent will get credited to this particular season that's upcoming. But it was a brilliant move, and I think that there'll be another move that comes involving him.
Matt, Ned, if Matt Kemp is in spring training, how do you think his psyche would be?
Well, I think that, you know, he understands the game, and he's been around a long time now, and he also, you know, came up with Dodger. I'm sure there's some affinity for the organization, but he's also been traded twice in a really kind of a short period of time. I mean, he's still on the Dodger contract. That's the contract that he signed, and he's been moved twice during it. How his psyche would be, I don't know. It's hard for me to tell. I've known him a long time. He can be a quiet guy in a room too. And I'd be interested to see where he would come out and how he would look at it. Because if he's here and if he knows that he's really on borrowed time here. Yeah, that changes somebody's personality. That can wear you out because you're going to be asked about it probably every other day. Whether, you know, have you heard anything? Are you going to be moved? Where do you think you're going to go? I mean, it gets to be a little bit of a trying endeavor at some point.
Ned, I know you got dinner. Do you want to let everybody know where Ned Coletti's dining tonight?
No, that's not necessary, but it is Italian. I'm breaking the mold, and I want to go to an Italian spot tonight.
Oh, shocker.
But, yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do? You got to break it up once in a while.
Yeah. Ned, can't wait to see you out at Pepperdine. You're also teaching out there, so we'll see you out there next week.
You're coming out to see the class. It's going to be great. We had Joe Jarrick out today. It's a great class, and we're happy that you're going to be joining us.
Oh, good. You didn't set the bar too high.
Oh, we set it very high. We know who you are.
All right, Ned. Thanks for coming
on.
I appreciate it. Have a great night.
You're welcome.
There he goes. Ned Coletti, best-selling author. The Big Chair, if you have not gotten it, trust me, I'm skeptical about a lot of different things, and I was skeptical about the book. The book is as good as all the fans say. The Big Chair, you could get it at Amazon.com, and you can see Ned on Spectrum Sportsnet LA. 866-987-2570 is the phone number, pound blue, for our AT&T subscribers. When we come back, more of your phone calls. We still want to hear from the Dodger fans, and I know it's a full board of calls out there. You or no you, Darvish or no Darvish, no break? All right. Hey, we could ride this through. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to the City of Champions, Inglewood. Chris, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Chris.
Hi, thanks for having me. You're the best.
Thank you.
Want to get in and say, yes, Darvish.
Darvish?
The reason why is I became a baseball fan again in 2014. And that guy was coming off of an injury, and he hasn't done anything since then. I didn't want him to come. I knew what was expected. I really wanted Gerrit Cole. He did everything that I knew he was going to do. That being said, we've already been through the worst. Let's keep him. He's a good number four, and move up Alex Wood to number three and make him pitch in those games. And Yu Darvish is a good number four. Last thing, if I could say, let's keep Matt Kemp. He was my favorite, most underrated player. I hope we keep him. He was the hero in game three of the NLDS when we lost, and then we traded him. I think that goes very underrated. Matt Kemp is my boy, and I hope he stays. Thanks so much, Dave.
All right, there he goes. Chris in Inglewood, thanks for the phone call. Let's go out to Woodland Hills. Alan, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk. Darvish or no Darvish?
Hey, how's it going? I would say no Darvish.
No Darvish!
I want to say thank you for having me because I'm actually a Houston Astros fan. Huh. And the only reason why I wanted to call in was because Darvish is a fantastic regular season pitcher. If you look at his game logs, he's never really pitched in a World Series. Yes, the Rangers.
He never has.
Yes, the first time that he played in a World Series was with the Dodgers. And I kind of, I personally look at it and kind of blame Honeycutt because
what?
If you look at Game 3, it looks like he's tipping pitches in Game 3. I'm wondering why they didn't go back to the footage and say, oh, you're tipping pitches here.
Alan, they did. They thought they had it figured out. But it's not just so much about the tipping pitches. I think there's something to it. If you're a baseball fan, you've heard the saying where guys just see the ball coming out of the pitcher's hand really well. And the Astros saw the ball coming out of Yu Darvish's hand really well. And they never saw it coming out of Alex Wood's hand that well because they never got a hit off him in the World Series. Almost eight innings, 7 2/3, Alan. And, Alan, how long have you been an Astros fan? About 2 months, 3 months?
No, about 25 years.
All right. Impressive. Very impressive. Let's go out to Sacramento. Art, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk. By the way, Alan, don't call back. No Astro fans allowed. Sacramento, Art, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vassay. Hi, Art.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me. Yes, Darvish.
Darvish?
Are you a Giants fan calling from Sacramento? Is that why?
No, I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a truck driver. I'm driving.
Just checking.
Darvish is a solid pitcher. The Dodgers need another arm in their rotation. You know, he had a bad World Series, grant that, but 2018 is the year of redemption for the Dodgers, and I think Darvish wants to be part of that. He's going to come back hungry. And you know what? They're always talking about him choking in the World Series. The Dodgers had a 4-0 lead in Game 5 with Kershaw on the mound, and they blew that. So, you know, the series is over with. 2018 is a new season, and I think Darvish should be a part of that.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Art. Yeah, if you look at the World Series as a whole, Game 2 really stands out to me, taking Rich Hill out after 4 innings, 7 strikeouts. He struck out Altuve twice. They took him out, texted a bullpen, and kind of tried to shorten that game, and it didn't work out. And Kenley Jansen threw a flat cutter, and that never happens, really, never happens, but it happened in Game 2. And then you saw the way Kershaw was not able to hold that lead in Game 5 is another one. And then you look at, you look at Game 7. So there's three different games that you can look at that really cost the Dodgers in that World Series. It wasn't just Game 7. Oh, and obviously Game 3. Let's go out to that Darvish started. Let's go out to Sean in Pasadena. Darvish or no Darvish, Sean?
I say yes, Darvish.
Darvish?
Because, I think there's something that people don't seem to remember is that, he gave up 5 quick runs in 2 innings. But in those first 3 innings, the Dodgers had men on base with less than 2 outs and as far as second base, and the offense didn't move them over. So you can't put it all on Darvish.
Yeah, but once they got down that 5-0 hole in the second inning, that really takes the sails out of a team. And you're right. They did leave 13 men on base, and they really didn't stick to the offensive game plan. They should have come back and had a really good opportunity, but you can't have your starting pitcher only go an inning and a third and give up 5 runs and let George Springer beat you again.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I agree with that wholeheartedly. But like I say, they had their chances to come back and get even and chip into the league, and they didn't. Their biggest hitters.
I like where you're coming from, Sean. Don't blame Darvish for all the Dodger problems in the World Series.
And who else really is out there? You know, why not sign him? He's a good pitcher. Let's see what he can do the whole year under his belt with the Dodgers.
All right, Sean, I like you and that level-headedness you're bringing from Pasadena. Let's go out to Mike in Beaumont. You're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vassay. Darvish or no Darvish, Mike?
You! Let's
Darvish.
Let's keep him. I think that you have to get to the World Series to win the World Series, and he obviously helped us get there. And I totally agree with you. Maybe don't put him in those situations again. But I think if we can get him for a bargain, I mean, that way you're not trading away prospects for another guy like maybe Archer. I think we should keep him.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the phone call. 866-987-2570. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Look, there's no disputing that Darvish did not have the mound presence and obviously looked intimidated by the moment in both World Series starts. But if you look at what he did for the Dodgers during the regular season when they traded for him, and with the information they gave him to be a better pitcher, plus Rick Honeycutt helping him apply all that, he was pretty good. 4-3 with an ERA at 3.44, and that's sprinkled in with him trying to work through some of all that information and retooling of his delivery that the Dodgers were helping him with. Plus, he had 61 strikeouts and only 13 walks. Not to mention, yes, they were low-pressure, playoff-type games with the Dodgers in command of each series, but he did pitch well in the NLDS and NLCS. Now, is it his fault that he was put in that Game 7 position? I guess I don't know if you want to call it his fault, but maybe if this time around the Dodgers needed a big win in the World Series, would they roll the dice again with Yu Darvish? I don't know. But what I do know is that he pitched really well in the regular season and can help the Dodgers win their sixth consecutive NL West Division Championship, because if you look at their rotation right now, it's basically identical to where they were at the end of last year. You have Clayton Kershaw, Rich Hill, Alex Wood, even though Wood was not inserted into the rotation until a couple of weeks into the season. Then you have Ryu, and you have Maeda. After that, you're counting on guys like Brock Stewart, Dennis Santana, and Walker Buehler to step in if there's any issues, and to step in if they need to give Maeda, which you know they will, an extra day off every now and then. And seemingly, it happens more often than not. So, wouldn't you want to add a guy like Yu Darvish to your regular season rotation to reinforce all those guys that I mentioned at the back end? I would. Now, when it comes to the postseason, I'd take Alex Wood over Yu Darvish any day. He just has that type of competitive spirit that we saw in the World Series and saw all season long, that's the guy I would want with the ball in his hand if his name was not Rich Hill or Clayton Kershaw. 866-987-2570, pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Let's go out to Kevin in L.A. You're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Kevin.
How's it going, Dave? I'm going to say no.
No Darvish.
No. Well, I like him. If they sign him, good. But
no,
I
you like said
Wood.
No Darvish. You can't say you
okay,
like
no.
him.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Like of course you can, Kevin.
All right. Yeah, well, I like him, but I like Lance Lynn better. I think he comes
Lance
cheaper.
Lance Lynn?
I do. I think he's a competitor.
I think he's a poor man's Yu Darvish, Kevin. I'm not a Lance Lynn
guy. I like
him
better.
I haven't heard great things about him from teammates and guys that have faced him. He's not that intimidating on the mound.
You're an insider, so you might know stuff, but from what I've seen, I think he eats innings. He's always been very, very good. He's pitched well against the Dodgers at times. I've been to the Ravens, see the Cardinals. So I like what I see.
But I'm just letting
you
know.
More than me, you know.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know. Lance Lynn is not better than Yu Darvish. And I've asked players about him during the season what they thought about him. And they were not very glowing reviews. And they don't feel like he's that guy that you want to give the ball to in Game 7 of the World Series. So you're not really getting a step up in the regular season. And you're basically, if you feel that Darvish can't pitch in the World Series, you're basically getting the same guy. Let's go out to Riverside. Sam, you're on Nissan Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Sam. Darvish or no Darvish?
I like Yu Darvish.
Darvish?
I think that he definitely, just like what Ned Colletti was saying, he was either hurt or tipping his pitches, and I think he was tipping his pitches. And I think if the Dodgers work on that and they Rick Honeycutt can get him to not do that, I think he's going to be lights out. I don't think we should blame him for Game 7. I mean, yeah, he didn't do too good, but there were other things that happened to people not doing their job. And, I mean, also the Astros pitching was pretty cool too. So
All right. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. It's basically even right now. Half of you want Darvish back. Half of you, well, I shouldn't say want him back. Half of you would welcome Darvish back if the Dodgers re-signed him, and half of you would not welcome Darvish back. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Valencia. Jared, you're on with David Vasse. Hi, Jared.
Hey, what's going on, David?
Just doing a radio show.
That's awesome. Thanks for having me. Listen, if we can get Darvish, we got to get him back.
Darvish?
Whoa.
Absolutely. There you go. If we can get him, we got to get him. Everybody calling in.
Would you trade Grandal to make room for Darvish on the roster?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Austin Barnes is killing it. We see what Austin Barnes can do. We'd have to go out and get a backup catcher. But yeah, I would, because there's no other options. He's a strong righty. We need that righty in the rotation. Everybody's forgetting about Clayton Kershaw's struggles in the postseason. Did they want to dump him after he struggled?
No, but that goes back to what I said to a caller earlier. Yeah. He's built up a lot more equity than you, Darvish, did with the fan base, and that's why I don't think people feel the same way, although there are a lot that would.
Right, I hear you.
So would you let Kershaw walk if he opted out of his contract at the end of this year?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's another.
No,
hey.
You got to bring back. Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
See, huh? Yeah, you want to dump Kershaw, huh? Not so much. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Pound blue for our AT&T subscribers. Let's go out to Sherman Oaks. Beth, you're on with David Vasse. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Dave. No Darvish.
No Darvish.
Wow.
Yes.
Darvish not getting the female vote tonight.
I'd like him as a human being. I thought his tweets after the World Series were terrific. But as far as the regular season, I'm a radio listener, so listening to Rick and Charlie, they were always talking about Darvish really walking a tightrope in all of those games. And sometimes the defense saving him. So I'm a little afraid of what Darvish, I'm afraid he doesn't quite have it. And I was wondering about Urias. What's going on with him?
Well, he's still recovering from shoulder surgery, Beth. And as you know, shoulder surgery is a lot more serious and more difficult to come back from than the elbow. You've seen what's happened with Hyunjin Ryu. He's just starting to look like himself. So Urias, I know the expectations are optimistic to hopefully have him contribute and pitch on the mound in the Major League game by June or July. But, I don't know if that's something that's realistic. But, hey, the Dodgers are optimistic.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Beth. Have a good time out there in Sherman Oaks. I like the old Pineapple Hill Saloon, Don Drysdale's old spot out there. Let's go out to Torrance. George. One more call. Darvish or no Darvish?
Definitely Darvish.
Darvish?
Wow. All right. That's a good positive way to end the show. So here it is. We have the official tally. Darvish or no Darvish? Dodger fans have made their passion heard tonight on Dodger Talk. 10 of you say Darvish. 14 of you. Actually, no. It's for Darvish. 10-9. Darvish wins tonight. If you, the fans, had to hold a democracy and vote whether or not to bring Darvish back, Darvish would be re-signed by the Dodgers and would be welcomed back by Dodger fans. So it's not as skewed as some perceive it to be by Dodger fans that you would not welcome you, Darvish, back if he signed. So 10 of you said yes, 9 of you said no. So pretty much evenly split. But I do believe if you, Darvish, did come back in a Dodger uniform, it would behoove him to get off to a good start so fans could be more on his bandwagon than trying to slash his tires. Thanks to Nate Coletti. Appreciate him taking time out of his Italian dinner to jump on with us tonight. If you missed that interview, you could podcast it at am570lasports.com. In case you want to hear the passion of the fans, Darvish or no Darvish, then you could podcast that as well at am570lasports.com. Thanks to Ronnie Fascio for his help. Thanks to Jacob and Matt for their help as well. The next Dodger Talk is Friday night, 7 to 8 p.m. And don't forget this Friday, Kike Hernandez will be inside the locker room with Petros and Money from 5 to 6 o'clock. So tune in for that as well. And you can win your way into that by going to am570lasports.com. If you want to see me later, you'll see me in Studio City. Have a great night, everybody. See ya!